This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In more than 100 Colorado cities and towns, tomorrow is Election Day. Voters are being encouraged to drop off ballots when possible instead of voting in person. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Some of the communities voting Tuesday don't use mail ballots for municipal elections and instead are holding traditional in-person elections. In those cases, local officials have reconfigured polling places to maintain at least 6 feet of separation between people. They're also encouraging voters to come in today or at a slow time tomorrow to prevent crowds from forming at vote centers. The governor's office has emphasized that voting is an exception to the current statewide stay-home order. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado has a long history of ballot initiatives, and usually this would be the time to collect signatures. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says one option does seem to be off the table right now, and that's online signature collections.
It's actually unconstitutional to collect online signatures for ballot initiatives. The Colorado Constitution actually states that signatures and information should be collected on paper.
One option could be having the government petition the state Supreme Court to waive that requirement, but Griswold says they're also exploring other options. With classes now online, most students have moved out of dorms at the University of Colorado Boulder and Colorado State in Fort Collins. A spokesperson for CSU says the number of students left in dorms there continues to drop daily. Both schools encourage students to move out, but stop short of turning students away if they have nowhere else to go. Colorado weather is mostly sunny today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.